The Augustin Zulueta Mansion House. It was in 1912 that architects Julián de Apraiz and Javier de Luque were commissioned by Elvira Zulueta and her husband Ricardo Augustin to build a new home for them. Apraiz, who came from Vitoria, and Luque, who was born in Seville, had met when they were both studying in Madrid, and remained friends afterwards. In 1906, they won the design contest for the new cathedral in Vitoria. They were the most highly renowned architects in the city at that time, so in choosing them, it is clear that the couple had great expectations as regards the building of their home. Elvira Zulueta and Ricardo Augustin planned to build their mansion on a plot of land adjacent to the Paseo de la Senda, or Fray Francisco Promenade. This area, to the south of the city, had become a favourite spot for the upper middle classes and new local aristocracy, whose homes there stood near new schools, such as the Corazonistas, and sports clubs such as the Vitoria Club. The design project, drawn up by Apraiz and Luque, borrowed from several historical styles, with classical, Gothic, Renaissance and other stylistic elements visible in its external ornamentation and in the decoration of the interior. They designed a square floor plan, centred on a great entrance hall, and the house was built with a basement floor and three floors above ground. The ground floor, where you now stand, is the richest in terms of its finishings, with crafted features made by renowned local and foreign craftsmen. Particularly striking is the work of the Vitoria cabinet-making firm Casa Ibargoitia. The floors and wood panelling with designs from the catalogue of Catalonian firm Casas Ibargués, and the pictures and plasterwork produced by Casa Clemente Arraiz, also based in Vitoria. If you stand opposite the great stairway leading up to the bedroom and the family's private rooms, on your left you will find the dining room, which has a number of large windows giving onto the garden, and an adjacent sitting room. On the right, a central room leads to what was Augustin's office, opposite which stands the house chapel, built in a neo-Gothic style with richly carved stalls and stained glass made by the French firm Momijan, which also produced the stained glass on the main stairway and in the hall ceiling. The original altarpiece was replaced in the 1950s by the current one, a 16th century piece originating from the Álava town of Ribera de Valderejo. The great house was completed with a number of ancillary buildings at the ends of the plot, and a garden which was designed from the outset to be one of its essential features. A fence of beautiful railings marks the limit of the plot along the promenade.